Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was present amongst his Sahaba, the companions, alayhim ridwan. So meanwhile, a delegation came, and from their body and appearance, the signs of poverty were clear and obvious. Actually, they had unstitched shawls on their bodies. They did not have means to even stitch their clothes. They were indeed poor people. When Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam saw their condition, he alayhi salatu wasalam got up immediately and went towards his own home in order to get something for them from his blessed house. He alayhi salatu wasalam looked around but couldn't find anything for them. He alayhi salatu wasalam went to another home. Even there, he alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't find anything to give them. He alayhi salatu wasalam came back to masjid and led Zuhr Salah. Now, after that, sat on the pulpit, recited few verses of Holy Quran, and after reciting few ayahs, encouraged companions to give charity. After reciting few verses of Holy Quran, he alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Give charity before you are stopped to do so." Every individual should give charity through money, wheat, barley, and no one should consider anything of charity as inferior. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned few kinds of sadaqah, charity. And in the end said, give charity, even charity of a half date. There was one Ansari Sahabi who was holding a bag of dates. He radiallahu anhu presented in the court of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he radiallahu anhu presented a bag of dates, the signs of happiness and joy appeared on the blessed face of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said at that moment, whoever starts a good thing and is followed by others will have his own reward and a reward equal to that of those who follow him, without it detracting from their own reward in any way. Then he further said, whoever starts a bad thing and is followed by others will bear the burden of his own sin and a burden equal to that of those who follow him, without it detracting from their burden in any way. After that, people went to their homes and came back with sadaqat, charity. Someone came with 1 dinar, someone with 1 dirham, someone with 1 date, and someone with clothes. Now, charitable stock was piled up before Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One portion of the pile was eatable goods, whereas the other portion was of clothes. After seeing this, the blessed face of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam started shining, and it seemed like a piece of full moon. He alayhi salatu wasalam distributed all that stuff amongst those poor people. This was the blessed way of my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Look how he alayhi salatu wasalam felt their need, and then he took practical steps. First of all, he went to his own blessed house to help them out. No doubt, nothing was less in the court of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam but the life of Zuhd he adopted, meaning not having love for the worldly things. This was opted intentionally. So he alayhi salatu wasalam did not find anything which he could give them. Then the second house was visited. Own home was checked first. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam sat on pulpit and encouraged companions alayhim ridwan, gave mindset to give charity in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help poor, needy and deserving people. Encouraged to give charity. And encouraging to give charity is a beautiful sunnah of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Actually, this guides us. Come, help the poor, help the deserving ones, help the orphans, help the needy ones. Come, give charity for these needy ones. And then you heard that Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan did not only give them stuff to eat, but also gave them clothes to wear. The companions brought whatever they had and presented in the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And he alayhi salatu wasalam handed over to those needy and poor. Well, helping the poor and the needy and fulfilling their needs, this is one of the beautiful traits of Islamic teachings and no doubt a distinguishing beauty of Islam.